Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. Before we do, I want to let you know that we're doing a pre-sale for a interactive 8-week course that I do once a year called Your Turn to Podcast. This podcast course will help you learn how to start and create a successful podcast. I would love to show you how at the end of 8 weeks, you can have a podcast and what that can do, not just for your business, but for your life. If you want to join it this week, you can get $500 off if you just use the code VOICE. This is a pre-sale. We're only running the pre-sale for just a few days. So if you'd like to join the class, then no doubt about it, you may as well scoop up the $500 off presale, and you can go to kathyheller.com/join and just use the special code VOICE. If you're an alumni, you can DM me on Instagram at kathy.heller because you have an extra special alumni discount code. So you can definitely DM me for that and just say, I'm alumni and I love the code. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. What you just said is the most relevant part, which is this feeling of it's not safe, right? This feeling of, oh, I had this thing stolen, it's not safe. Because one way or another, however you want to look at this, you are denying yourself being able to receive pleasure and abundance. And so all of this is the place where you will kind of go when that doesn't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll go into this place first, it has to look right. First, because what is control? Why does the ego go into control? Because it wants to be safe, right? Because really, our soul doesn't really like to control things. It really just likes to breathe in and breathe out, to feel love and give love, to float in the sea of this infinite dance. Is be in this one collective, conscious, beautiful, geometric pattern. And when it's in that place, there's nothing it could do to control it, and it really prefers not to. Like, I can't tell you to stop your heart and then start it again, because you can't do that. And I couldn't control, nor could your mother control, the moment you would come and be conceived and show up in this plane, because no one's in control of it. And from the second you were conceived, there was this beautiful life force that just showed up as part of this continuous stream of energy. And it doesn't leave, just hangs out. And so the more that you play with, what would it feel like to really let myself receive pleasure? Like, what would it feel like? What would my face feel like? Would it feel softer? What would my jaw feel like? Where would I hang out? Who would I be with? How would I get to feel? What experiences are awaiting me in that place where I let myself have joy? How could that benefit the world? Oh, it's safe to feel good. You know, the pine trees are feeling good, and the dolphins felt really good yesterday, and they feel really good today, and the moon and the stars feel really good, and everything feels so much better when it feels good. So it's so safe to feel good, and it's so safe to be in this loop of infinity, to allow in energy and to let it come through me and out of me and in and out of me. It's like, how much of that could I just play with and just have wonder around? And the more that I would feel good and enjoy, like,
whoa,
how much could I just sort of like delight in the rest of this day and tomorrow and the next day? And oh my gosh, boom. That's where the next amazing breakthrough and opportunity just meets you right there.
I'll tell you, your plans won't work. When Doc Brown says to Marty and he's like, where we're going, we don't need roads. Like your maps and charts just won't work there. Mm-hmm. You know, the analytical mind is, it's actually not useful in this place, you know, and the more that you just keep feeling and memorizing what happens when you relax into that, you want to move away from having to figure it out and just keep feeling like, oh, I'm a receiver and I'm just here to play. I'm just going to enjoy this next thing. That would be fun. Let me just try teaching on my next call. That would just be fun. It would just be fun to keep showing myself this muscle of abundance doesn't even necessarily have to come through what I do. It can just show up in my life all around me because, oh yeah, it's all around me anyway. So I'm just available to enjoy it. And we'll keep working through this. We'll keep working through this. But when you look back in 6 months, just the shortcut here is whenever you feel resistance, it's like that game of hot or colder. You feel resistance, you go cold, 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 way cold, right? And when that resistance starts to melt away and you're sort of in this place where you're like, I don't know. I mean, why do people like to get buzzed? Why do people like to have a glass of red wine? We don't want to be in our analytical mind all the time. We want to kind of feel that feeling of they take the edge of the hypervigilance off and you just kind of go, I just let my wall down a little bit. I just let my, right? But we don't need alcohol to do that. We can just let go of that hypervigilant resistance and go, what does it feel like when I can just be excited about this surprise? And that's why in our meditation, we go to that place, no body, no place, no thing, no space, nowhere. And in that place, can't really predict it. In that place, can just sort of, you know, tune into this bigger field that you can't see with your eyes. And you definitely can't predict something when you're floating in this greater field because it just doesn't, same laws don't apply there. So we're going to continue to move through that. But I hope that conversation kind of, you felt it move the energy a little bit.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.